Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day body song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Oh yeah, you and I are trying to make that dollar, but some are just giving those dollars just because. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're doing good today. I'm a little bit on the slow side today, but we'll get through this. Personal stuff, I'm not going to burden you with because there's so many other things that we need to talk about. Like the fact that millions in this country just trying to get an unemployment check. We still have people here in Northern Nevada, haven't received a check yet. And then I ran across this. American universities reported $6.5 billion in foreign funding following a probe by the Department of Education. The universities had previously failed to disclose all of this funding. Wow. Those universities, the universities that are, you know, oh gosh, indoctrinating people, perpetuating what we're receiving out of the K through 12 education now. And you see it on the streets right now. Just look at the people who are causing the havoc. It's the Monica J Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You can also get to me through my email at monica@991fmtalk.com. And, of course, our talk and text at 884-9910. Had a wonderful experience last night. It was my very first time poll watching. That was the hardest job I've ever had to do. Because if anybody has ever met me in person, I'm bouncy. I love to move around. I love to talk to people. I love to listen. I love to just be social. Yeah, when you're a poll worker or a poll watcher, you can't do that. Remember, there's a difference between a poll worker and a poll watcher. I was a poll watcher. I had to just sit there and watch. Which people watching is pretty fun. Don't get me wrong. The time passed very quickly, actually. But being a poll worker, wow, the location that I was at, these people were awesome. There was never more than, even with the little lines that the little backups we got, there was never more than a wait of, you know, 15 minutes, I'd say, was probably the max. These people are working so hard, all volunteers, trained, the professionals in there, the people that work for the elections department. Wow. Very impressed. The thing that stood out the most is the reminder that each county is different. Each county has their own registrar of voters. Each county has their own rules. Each county has their own decisions of how many locations they're going to have for in-person voting right now. So you need to look up on your county's website what's going on, where the different locations are at. I've gotten some great emails this morning. This one coming from Frankie. Voted in person yesterday. I live in Gardnerville. Had to go to the senior center for the in-person voting. Years past, it was the historic courthouse, but not this year. I got in line at 12:22, and I was done and out by 12:37. It was well ran and disinfected for those worried about COVID. I must say, I was the only one wearing that silly mask under my nose, so I could breathe. LOL. Please let people listening. I live in the Minden-Gardnerville area, so the in-person voting at the senior center. Thank you, Frankie, for that update there. This is the thing. Bhavani, I'm sorry I was not able to get back to you the other day. It's been a long, long past 2 days for me. But here's the deal. We cannot get over this mask thing. And they're requiring it. I know we're all just sheeple when we put that mask on and we're all just complying. But if that mask is what is standing between me and my vote for 5 or 10 minutes, then I'll wear it. I had to wear it for 2.5, 3 hours last night because I was poll watching. If it's to make sure that we have a secure, safe, accurate vote, then I'll cave. And I'll pick up the fight every other hour of every other day once I'm out of that polling place. But if I have to play their games to make sure that my vote is counted, then I'll do it. You have to pick your battles. And right now, my battle is to make sure that everybody gets out and votes. And it was interesting to see the people who were dropping off ballots, who were bringing their ballots to surrender. They wanted to vote in person. I look at the machines. And again, they're all different. Yesterday, I brought you the story about in Carson City, people were having issues that they were waiting up to 2 hours because every time they cleaned a machine in Carson City, they had to wait 15 minutes before it was ready again. People living in Carson City need to contact their registrar of voters office because that's unacceptable. Whatever cleaning they're doing, they need to contact the other registrar of voters and see what they're doing. Because the machines were wiped down with two different type of disinfectants or whatever they're using, and they were good to go for the next person, getting people in and out. So it's up to you to, if there is a problem, get a hold of your registrar. Because that's unacceptable. That's each county's responsibility. Here in Washoe County, it's been going great. And I learned so much doing this, volunteering in person, to know that when those machines are shut down, tabulated, they're matched with the solid count, the people that are coming in and signing in. I mean, they do it like four different ways. And it is impressive to make sure that everything is accurate. On the flip side, with mail-in ballots just being mailed out to everybody, I do mean everybody, If you get a duplicate ballot, if you get a ballot at your residence for somebody who is deceased, for somebody who used to live there, please do not destroy them. Hang on to them. You just hang on to them. You can bring them down to the radio station. You can drop them off, but not if it's your real ballot. These are for any duplicates you find, any wayward ballots that show up to your residence. Hang on to them and just drop them off at the radio station. We need them. And I'll explain why a little bit later on. Don't destroy them. Don't just throw them away. We need proof so this never happens again. So the voters get to decide how they vote. It's very important. I feel perfectly safe with Washoe County's computerized version. From what I understand, everybody else has different computers. I know that it's up to the county to decide how they vote and the machines and everything that they can pay for and what they do. But I would think that for the state of Nevada, we'd all want to be on the same page. That is what is so mind-numbingly frustrating about all of these different governmental agencies. The school districts, the state offices, the county offices, the city offices. Why can't we all get on the same page of using the same equipment that can talk to each other? Well, we can't afford that. We'll get some financial assistance from the state. These are our tax dollars. We should be dictating what is being purchased for the convenience of the people. And it's just ridiculous. It's kind of like a driver's license. Why do I have to have a Nevada state driver's license when I drive all across the country? Why do I have to have a concealed carry permit for Nevada when I go all across the country? Just some thoughts there. But get out and vote. It's less than 2 weeks before the traditional day of voting. But I tell you, it was a beautiful sight to constantly see no lulls in watching the polls last night. It was beautiful. If you have an issue, take it up with your county's registrar. Because from what I saw, you shouldn't have any issues. But like I said, Washoe County. The watchers are there from both parties. The Democrats seem to have had a little problem, though. Not quite sure if they couldn't get people to volunteer or what, because they're busing in people from California to poll watch. Curious. 884-9910, talk and text. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, including our special guest who's going to be joining us at 11:38 this morning, and that is America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. Not a whole lot of mainstream media talking about what's really in the Hunter Biden emails. All just saying it's a Russian hoax. It's not a Russian hoax. It's not Russian propaganda. It's not a smear campaign. And we'll get the details on that. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Supreme Court Justice John Roberts be impeached? once again, John Roberts going way to the left and allowing voting after November 3rd for ballots to be turned in. What the hell, John? Answer today's poll question. Yesterday's poll question, do you support the DOJ in their move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google? 94% of those participating said yes. And I'm sure if they could, it would have been hell yes. We'll be back after this quick break. David, hang on the line. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talking text lines, 884-9910. We got them all filled up, so let's go to the lines. Hi, David. You wanted to talk about voting booths? David, you still on the line with me?
Let's go to Glenn.
All right, let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you wanted to talk about voting?
Hey, good morning, Monica. I just had a question about I like to vote in person and on election day. That's just what I do. Mm-hmm. Did I hear you correctly or say something to the effect that to do that in person that you would give up or forfeit your official mail-in ballot that was sent?
Yes. So they want to make sure that people aren't voting twice. Okay, so if you forget it at home, that's fine. They'll have you sign an affidavit that says that you're not using your mail-in ballot, you're voting in person, and you didn't bring it. A lot of people take their ballots to the poll sites anyway because they use them as cheat sheets. You know, people will mark them off at home.
Right. Yeah.
But if you do not use it, you surrender it at the in-person location, wherever you're going to be, and they will put it in an envelope and seal it. It says discarded ballot. So it was pretty impressive for Washoe County what I was watching.
Okay.
But if you forget to take it, you can still vote.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. Thank you so much for your time, and
you're welcome,
I'm looking
Glenn.
Forward to the rest of the show.
Yes, thank you. I've got some great guests coming up, including candidates. So thanks for the call, Glenn. Appreciate it. And please, if you ever have a question, call, because I get going a mile a minute because just the way my brain works. And sometimes people miss things. The one thing you need to remember, though, if you are going to early vote or if you're not going to early vote, early voting, you can vote at any of the different polling places. I don't understand why it's different, but it's just the way it is. So you can go into, let's see, the libraries, most of the libraries in the county for Washoe County, Reno Sparks Convention Center, they've got rooms coordinated off, social distancing, blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. But on Election Day, okay, on November 3rd, you have to go to your designated polling place. You can't just go anywhere. You can't just show up anywhere. So log on to your Registrar Voters website. You can go through the state. You can go through your county. But find out where your specific location is. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Bob. Bob wants to talk about voting as well today. Hi, Bob. Thanks for calling in today.
Hi. I just wanted to mention something. I voted in person yesterday in Douglas County, and I had my ballot with me. They wrote something on my ballot. I signed the affidavit, and my ballot is sitting next to me in my car right now. So they didn't
So they gave it back to you. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took it to the machine with me, And when I was done, I walked out. But they do write something on it, and you have to sign the affidavit. But I was able to walk out with my ballot.
Yeah, I think it's a personal choice. I don't think you have to surrender it. I mean, they can't keep you from voting.
Right.
But it's your choice.
The way you mentioned it a few minutes ago, it sounded like you had to let them have it. And you don't.
Well,
you can walk out with it.
They want you to bring it in. The thing that surprised me was just putting it in the envelope. I'm a suspicious person, and I don't trust that. So I'm going to tear mine up and give them to it in that way. But I think it's just kind of a reconciliation thing that they want to see the numbers that come in, which I'm okay with. I think, Bob, what impressed me the most just is the number of people voting in person. It just goes to show that nothing, no virus, no governor, nobody's going to keep us from our vote, which I'm pretty proud of.
It's clear that this is the most important election of our lifetime right now.
Yep. Absolutely. I could even hear from the poll workers that they were saying double the amount of people from 2 years ago easily. So I can't wait to see the percentages of the number of people that voted. So, Bob, thank you so much for voting, and thank you for calling into the program today. You have a great day and be safe. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on the Monica Jay Show. And like I said, we got lots of great guests for you today, including coming up at 10:40. We got Craig Wessner, who's running for the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. Just another one of those awesome people that we need to make sure gets elected. And then Sarah Schmitz a little bit later on in the program. And of course, the big guy, Mr. Mayor himself, Rudy Giuliani, joining us at 11:38 here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And lots of things to talk about, especially news people. Oh, my gosh. Yes. 991FMTalk.com. Answer our poll question today. Should Supreme Court Justice John Roberts be impeached? Have you seen the latest that he's polled? He upheld Pennsylvania's decision to 3 days. 3 days. So November 6th, they can accept ballots. That really rubs me the wrong way. A lot of his decisions have rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know. This might be the end of Supreme Court Justice Roberts. What do you think? Yesterday's poll question, do you support the DOJ and their move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google? 94% saying, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So there you have it. Quick email here. Morning, Monica. How can anyone, for that matter, from California work as a poll, not a poll worker? Julianne, not a poll worker. She's asking, how can they work as poll workers in Nevada? They can't work as poll workers. Poll watchers. There's a difference. And if I keep messing up and saying, if I slipped and said poll worker, I'm sorry. Californians are being bussed over to watch the polls, which, you know, they can do. You just watch and you report any discrepancies. You report if people are helping other people. You report if people are openly campaigning. We did have one young woman who had to turn her T-shirt inside out because it was, you know, partisan. It was who she was obviously going to vote for. But I don't believe you can be a poll worker. You need to be a watcher from out of state. And that's how they do things. They just Democrats will do anything to make sure that they seize this election. And I have to tell you, that was the game for me last night, sitting there, being quiet, just watching people, was trying to guess who the liberal was, trying to guess who different people were voting for. And it was difficult, yet for some people, it was pretty easy to determine, you know, a lot of 20-somethings coming in. And then I felt good because then I saw a number of people. I can kind of tell from the hats, the military service hats, the back the blue, things like that. So that every time I saw one of those, that made me feel a little bit better. But boy, it's, you hate to judge people, but ugh. It was definitely interesting. So one of the things that concerned me as I was poll watching last night was I overheard a woman ask one of the poll workers, if I don't like this candidate, can I leave this blank? And she said, yes. And the machine will pop up and tell you, hey, you missed one. Was that your intention? And you just, you know, you go through the prompts and it'll accept your vote. You don't have to vote for every single category. Because there are some nonpartisan offices there that people don't have anybody running against them. Okay, so Jill Tolles, as an example. You know, I'm going to mark her name off. Because even though she's running unopposed, I'm still going to vote for her. But if I were a Democrat, I might not want to. So that's fine. You know, you don't have to. But if there are people running against each other, please don't miss that vote. Because that's what people do. They go in, they want to vote for president, they want to vote for assembly person. They don't know all the other people. They don't know the people on the school board. They don't know the judges. And that's a shame. And to all of the people who have emailed me since last week and this week, I'm so sorry. I have just been pounded and pounded with stuff. I will get you my recommendations out today. I have to sit down and do it. I have to respond to these emails. I have them all in one location. There's probably about 20 of them. But I will get those out today in case you're listening. The importance is, especially with the judges in the school board, these are positions that people don't normally deal with, so they don't know the people. So that's why you have to listen to their stories and you have to remember the names, like this gentleman who is joining us right now, and that is Craig Wessner. Craig is joining us. He's running for the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees in District G. Craig, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Monica.
So, Craig, what is District G? What does that encompass for people in Washoe County?
It's pretty much the west half of Washoe County. It represents half the voters in the county. It includes Washoe Valley, Incline, the toll road, the west side of toll road area, west of Virginia. And then it kind of follows the mountain range down between the North Valleys and the Spanish Spring Valley. So you got Golden Valley, Lemon Valley, Cold Springs instead.
All right.
So it's a very large area.
It really is. That is a big district. Now, again, all districts are different. So for assembly person or, you know, any other position, check your voting record to see what district you're voting for. And it'll be different on your ballot as well. So, Craig, why do you want to be on the school board? I mean, it is such a contentious board to be on, and people are always throwing the blame.
You know, Monica, I've spent my whole career in leadership and management. I spent 24 years in the National Guard, retired lieutenant colonel, I spent 23 years running a very large, or a very good, I would call it large, but not the largest, civil engineering firm in Reno. And I enjoy leading people. I'm very good at putting people in the right spot. I call it the right seat of the bus, and getting things done. And I've seen the, I've seen things not get done. I've seen things not spent, money not spent well on the school board. I am retiring from my professional career at the end of this year, and I was looking for an opportunity to somehow give back to our community, do something to keep engaged. And I have some assets, I have some tools, I have some skills, and I'm offering those to the people of Reno, Washoe County, to try to do good on the school board, improve that organization.
Are you going in with an agenda?
I have a platform. I'm not a single issue person. I think number one, I think the culture in the school district is toxic. I think they're making some strides to improve it. But when you can create an environment where everybody gets along and has a good time and enjoys coming to work, your work product is better. And in this case, that's preparing kids for college or a career. I think that the schools, I didn't like the fact that the schools, dismantled the vocational arts programs. I think that we're not preparing kids for a career. Not sure if we're even preparing kids that well for college right now. But, the focus tended to go towards getting kids to college, but not preparing those kids that aren't going to go to college to step out in the workforce and be productive members of society.
Well,
so
I hate
to bring those programs back in.
I hate to remind you of this, Craig, but there is a very large percentage of kids who can't even get into TMCC, let alone UNR, because they have lowered the standards for graduation in the Washoe County School District. So I'm hoping that that's one of the things you focus on to bring kids back up. You know, don't never lower standards. Bring the kids up to where they need to be.
That's Craig, what happens when they make their mission to a diploma, right? The mission right now is every student name phase to a diploma.
Yeah.
And that diploma doesn't mean anything anymore. It should be to a college or to a career.
Then you're
forced to make decisions that get people ready for a career or get people ready for a college, not just get them to the point where they get a diploma.
Yeah. Oh, I love vocational training because personally, I hated school. You teach me something and I can do it like nobody else. But if I have to read about it and, you know, be educated and be told, it loses something in the translation. I want hands-on, so I totally support the vocational and the arts training. But, Craig, I got to ask you, what about the work environment between the teachers and the administration? Is that something that you support as well?
The current work environment? No. I mean, I've talked to a number of teachers, and it's a toxic culture. I think it's primarily left over from Tracy Davis. It's going to take a long time to turn the ship around. But that's one thing that I've done very well in the organizations I've led, is develop great working cultures, put people in the right spots, and been very effective at accomplishing our mission. And that's the tools I bring to the table.
What about the budget?
The budget's a whole other thing. I mean, we've got a couple budget issues coming up with COVID, with the Incline Village deal. And personally, I think we probably underfund our school. I mean, I personally think we underfund our schools right now as it is. But I think it's more important to get the schools to work right, to produce a good product and be efficient before we start seeking more money. But we need to watch that budget. It's going to be tight this year.
Yeah. How can people find out more about what your platform is, Craig, and how they can support you? Do you have anything on social media or online?
I do. My Facebook page is Friends to Elect Craig Westner. I have a website, craigwestner.com. And, of course, my email is craig@craigwestner.com. So any one of those sources, you can reach out to me. I'm managing three different incomes and sources, and I'm trying my very best to respond to people quickly. But I apologize in advance if one slips by for a day. But I do get emails and trying to find messengers and Facebook posts and all the different posts you make sometimes it gets a little bit difficult and daunting, but I do my very best to respond within the same day or early the next day.
Yeah, I'm still responding to messages from on Facebook from October 1st. So I know what you're going through there, Craig. But Craig Wessner and Matthew Montanese and Jeff Church.
Jeff Church.
We've got to get the right board of trustees for the Washoe County School District because our kids deserve it. They really do. So, Craig Wessner, good luck in your race, and I can't wait to see your name announced on November 3rd.
All right. Thank you, Monica. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for having a mission and a statement and things that you want to take care of. You know, so many people run just to run for office. And a mission and a platform is different from an agenda. You know, there are so many people out there with their agendas to push, you know, push the SHARE program, to push the toxic environment of things like Antifa. Have you noticed how many people are involved in education that have been arrested in the dealings of Antifa? Go look at these. I mean, that's the education that your child is getting. We need to change that. We need to get the indoctrination out of K through 12. Colleges, you'd think that people old enough to go to college would understand and know better and have more of a free-thinking mind, but I guess not. We'll be back. That was my opinion, by the way. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk. If you got something to say, quickly, the lines are open. Talk and text at 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And here we go, today's poll question. I'm taking this from kind of national news site, and that is, should Supreme Court Justice John Roberts be impeached? Now, just received a text that says, has there ever been a Supreme Court justice impeached? If not, does this set a bad precedent? So I looked into it to make sure that I'm giving you accurate information. And there was one judge who was under impeachment back in 1804 by the name of Samuel Chase. He was actually a signer of the Declaration of Independence, but that didn't work out. He was acquitted by the Senate, went through all the, you know, all the do's and don'ts, and he was irking people the wrong way. So that didn't happen. But there was a justice impeached, or he actually, let's see how to put this. He resigned under the threat of impeachment. And that was Abe Fortas. But this was 1965, in 1969. So he was forced to step down. So it's not unheard of. You have to remember, time will go further between the justices of there being issues because of the fact that they're on there for life. So it's not like something that is unheard of, but it is unusual in our time. Speaking of the talk and text lines, let's check in with Terry this morning. Wants to talk about Trump. Hey, Terry, thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Monica. I'll make it quick. Your guy said don't got much time, but here's the deal. When I've been to like two or three Trump rallies in my time, and there were so many California plates out there, I don't know. And then I got to talk to some people when you're standing in the bullpen waiting to get in. So many students, young people over there voting for Trump. And then I talked to them about down in California, said really strong for Trump in California, a lot more than people think. Some people think it might flip red. I don't know about that, but mm-hmm. The college students are not all stupid. I mean,
I think there's I think it's going to be a lot closer in California than people think. You know, it may not flip red, but I think it's going to be scary close for the Democrats over there who are trying to push secession, you know, if Trump wins. So I think they're going to have some serious issues in their own states with the people of those states if they even attempt that. So I'm not going to take that as a threat from them. But you're absolutely right. I was at the rally. I was sitting next to two people from California, and they were so excited, and they were a hell of a lot younger than I am. And it just goes to show you can't judge a book by its cover, I guess. All right. One other little quick email here before – can I do it before – we have to go. This is so... No, I'm going to hang on to this because I actually want to talk about this. Voting in Carson City. You know, it's going to be cold coming up here very shortly. And the lines have been long in Carson City and outside, even though the community center is very large. So we have a listener that actually called in and asked about the situation. Yeah, not happy with the answer. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.